Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I wanna fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wanna get away?
Want to get away? Time for a little travel info from Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of bestfares.com. We're going to reroute the conversation for a moment to acknowledge what Southwest did for a woman who needed to go see her son. Pretty good story. A good PR for Southwest. Sometimes they get good PR, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they deserve it in the chops, sometimes they don't. But it's a good story. We'll have it for you next, along with the great special deals. Tommy Swami will be here with predictions on costs and where to go to save some dough. Up next here on Good Day.
Think green. Harrison with you. The Army's looking to alternative scanning methods at airports that might soon make the TSA obsolete. The Pentagon is examining large-scale biometric sensors that would scan passengers by examining their expressions, gait, and pose, while looking for abnormal perspiration and changes in body temperature. In short, they're looking at sweat scanners, which will allegedly detect if someone's subconsciously nervous, nervousness becoming manifest in excess body heat, sweating, or nonspecific erratic behavior, they say. Best they tout is that people would be unaware they were being camera scanned. At issue, of course, are false positives when, for instance, people late for a flight are sweating from running to catch their planes, or if you're at the airport already upset, you'd likely be pulled by authorities, which ironically would only make you even more sweaty and upset. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Our friend Tom Parsons is back with us. I'm going to introduce you to Swami Tommy.
I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree, Doctor of Thinkology.
Yeah. I picked up the Florida paper and headline, Airfare Guru Predicts New Deals on the Horizon. I wondered, who's this guru? And lo and behold, it's our boy, Swami Tommy.
I've got a brain. How can I ever thank you enough?
So Swami Tommy is here. Before we get to his predictions, I think we ought to acknowledge what Southwest Airlines did. The praise is appropriate because they went beyond the call of duty after a woman learned her son was in a coma after an accident. So what I was confused by this. Did she get on the wrong plane?
No, she was on a Southwest flight. They had taxied. They were on the runway. The plane turns around, U-turns, goes back to the gate. They page her. She gets off the plane, has no idea what's going on. They tell her to go to the gate agent. She goes to the gate agent, who said she had just received a phone call that the woman's son was in an accident and was in a coma. And Southwest took the action to rebook her free of charge on a nonstop to Denver where her son was. Gave her a lunch, gave her a private waiting area, delivered her luggage to where she was staying in Denver, took really great care of her, and then even called to follow up to see how her son was doing.
Well, and so the other side of this is that there were, a couple of weeks ago, a lot of hooting going on because Southwest refused to allow a woman to call her husband from the tarmac after she got a text from him saying he was about to kill himself, and then he did, and so they didn't come out of that.
So this is Southwest either being extra sensitive or just doing the right thing. But either way, still a good story.
Whenever things happen like this, Tom, though, it seems that they get a lot of negative press when the fat seat stories happen.
There's skinny girls and heavy girls that they get kicked off of airplanes, because of those.
Well, fat girls and fat guys too, not just girls.
Both ways. Yeah.
Thank you. That's not makes this a sexist.
Girl that was dressed up skimpy. Remember?
Oh yeah.
So Southwest. Southwest is they carry more people in the United States than any of the other airlines, almost by 50% or more. And when something happens with Southwest, it's unusual and makes news. In this case, though, this was a good, they did something good.
Nice.
And,
all right. Give us your predictions as Tommy Swami got 60 seconds on fares and where they're going.
We think we have about 100 hours if you're traveling after August 25th through December 16th. If you're flying nonstop, if you have a nonstop flight out of your cities, wherever Southwest flies, if it's up to 500 miles one way, some of those airfares, especially on the short hauls, have gone up to about $150 to $200 round trip.
round
now,
trip.
If I'm right, I'll call you on Tuesday and toot my horn. If I'm not, I won't call you.
Okay, I'll remember that. This is the anniversary of an airplane racing a train. The airplane won. The date, 1910, Albany to New York City, $10,000 for aviator Glenn Curtis, who got his Curtis plane to New York before the train. Good God, 1910. Can you imagine? It's 59 after on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.